Good morning.
Dobré ráno.
It is my joy and my honor.
Je to pre mňa veľká česť a radosť.
To be with you this morning.
Byť s vami toto ráno.
Is that okay?
You're fine. It's my problem.
I want to share a part of my personal life story with you this morning.
Chcel by som sa podeliť o môj osobný príbeh dnes ráno.
I hope and pray that it will be helpful for you in your life.
Dúfam a modlím sa, že to bude pomocou aj pre váš život.
And that it will help us all live a fruitful, more joyful life in Jesus.
Umožní nám to žiť plodnejší a radosnejší život v Ježišovi.
It's a story about my father.
To je príbeh o mojom otcovi.
I didn't have a relationship with my father.
Nemal som so svojím otcom vzťah.
And nor did he have a relationship with any of his children.
A on nemal vzťah ani s nikým iným zo svojich detí.
My father was not a good man.
Nebol to dobrý muž.
And he wasn't able to attach, to connect to any of his six children or his wife.
A nebol schopný sa pripútať ani k svojej žene, ani k svojim šiestim deťom.
He had no friends.
Nemal priateľov.
Nobody would hire him for work.
Málo kto ho najal na prácu.
So I didn't have any relationship with him for most of my life.
Väčšinu svojho života som s ním nemala žiadny vzťah.
I didn't care about him.
Nezáležalo mi na ňom.
I felt nothing toward him except anger and hurt.
Necítila som voči nemu nič, len hnev a bolesť.
And he was not a believer.
Nebol veriaci.
No one in my family knew God.
Nikto z mojej rodiny nepoznal Boha.
Then, one day, I was in church.
Jedného dňa som bola v kostole.
And I heard that story again.
A počula som ten príbeh znova.
The story of the Good Samaritan.
Príbeh o dobrom Samaritánovi.
And I heard it like for the first time.
A počula som ho akoby poprvýkrát.
And I saw myself in that story.
Videla som samu seba v tom príbehu.
That was me.
To som bola ja.
Who set off on that road
from
Jerusalem to Jericho.
Z Jeruzalema do Jericha.
Who was attacked.
Kto bol napadnutý.
And left bleeding and wounded beside the road.
A tam niekde na kraji cesty som ležala doranená.
And all these people walked by.
A všetci títo ľudia kráčali okolo.
And no one helped.
A nikto mi nepomohol.
But then.
A potom.
Came Jesus.
Ježiš prišiel.
Who saw me.
On ma videl.
Who attended to my wounds.
Postaral sa o moje rany.
Paid for my care.
Zaplatil za moju starostlivosť.
And saved me.
Zachránil ma.
I think in many ways this story is about all of us.
V mnohých ohľadoch tento príbeh je o každom z nás.
We are sometimes beaten up by life.
Niekedy sme dobití životom.
And often we're left feeling alone.
A často sa cítime osamelí.
But when I heard that story again,
ale keď som počula ten príbeh znova,
I realized I was not the only person lying there beside the road.
Uvedomila som si, že ja nie som jediná, kto leží na tej ceste.
My father was lying there too.
Môj otec tam ležal tiež.
He too had been attacked.
Aj on bol napadnutý.
Robbed.
Okradnutý.
He was just as wounded as I was.
A bol rovnako doráňaný ako ja.
And I began, for once, to think about his life.
A rozmýšľala som možno prvýkrát o jeho živote.
He had a sad, lonely life.
On mal smutný, osamelý život.
No one loved him.
Nikto ho nemiloval.
And at home, he was attacked verbally and physically every day.
A doma bol napádaný ústne aj fyzicky každý deň.
And even though he had done a lot of harm to our family,
a aj keď spôsobil našej rodine veľa bolesti,
I began to see him with different eyes.
Začala som ho vnímať inými očami.
With eyes of compassion.
Súcitnými očami.
And I began to see the heart of God for this man who was not loved.
A začala som vnímať Božie srdce, ktoré je určené pre tohto muža, ktorý nebol milovaný.
And this man who could not love others.
A muž, ktorý nedokázal milovať ostatných.
In the last 2 years of his life,
posledné 2 roky jeho života,
I flew down from Alaska to Florida to see him.
Som letela z Aliašky až na Floridu, aby som ho stretla.
And you know, I wanted a miracle.
A chcela som zázrak.
I wanted him to see me.
Chcela som, aby ma videl.
To say my name.
Aby povedal moje meno.
And to tell me just once that he was glad I was in the world.
A aspoň, aby mi raz povedal, že je rád, že som na tomto svete.
I wanted him to tell me that he loved me.
Chcela som, aby mi povedal, že ma miluje.
I wanted that miracle.
Chcela som tento zázrak.
And you know what happened?
A viete, čo sa stalo?
That miracle did not happen.
Ten zázrak sa nestal.
But another one did.
Ale iný sa stal.
My father could not express love for me.
Môj otec nedokázal vyjadriť lásku voči mne.
But God gave me love for him.
Ale Boh dal mne lásku k môjmu otcovi.
And when he died the next year,
a keď o rok zomrel,
I cried.
Plakala som.
I mourned and I cried.
Smútila som a oplakala som jeho smrť.
Because I missed loving him.
Lebo mi chýbalo to, že som ho mohla milovať.
So I wrote that story.
Napísala som tento príbeh.
And it became a book.
Stala sa z nej kniha.
Forgiving our fathers and mothers.
Odpúšťať našim otcom a mamám.
And that book went out into the world.
Tá kniha sa rozletela po svete.
In 9 languages.
V 9 jazykoch.
And I began hearing back from people all over the world.
A ozývali sa mi späť ľudia z celého sveta.
I was privileged to hear so many stories.
A mala som to privilegium počuť toľko príbehov zo života.
Of the healing that God was bringing to families through forgiveness.
O tom, aké uzdravenie Boh prináša do rodín vďaka odpusteniu.
So, why am I telling you this story this morning?
Prečo vám hovorím tento príbeh dnes ráno?
Why did I write that story in a book?
Prečo som napísala ten príbeh do knihy?
And you know what? I didn't want to write that book.
A viete čo, ja som naozaj nechcela napísať tú knihu.
I didn't want to open my life up to all the sad stories in the world.
Nechcela som otvoriť svoj príbeh všetkým tým smutným príbehom na svete.
All the stories about terrible mothers and fathers.
Všetky tie príbehy o otrasných mamách a otcoch.
But God compelled me to.
Ale Boh ma pomkol k tomu.
Out of love.
Z lásky.
We're not supposed to keep those stories to ourselves.
Nemáme si tieto príbehy nechávať pre seba.
Psalm 107 that we heard this morning.
Žalm 107, ktorý sme počuli ráno.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
Ďakujte Hospodinovi, lebo je dobrý.
His love endures forever.
Jeho láska, milosrdenstvo trvá na veky.
Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story.
Nech tí, ktorých Hospodin vykúpil, rozprávajú svoj príbeh.
Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe.
Tých, ktorých vykúpil z rúk protivníka.
And then in Deuteronomy.
Potom v 5. knihe Mojžišovej.
Just before the Israelites enter the promised land.
Tesne predtým, ako izraelský národ vstúpi do zasľúbenej zeme.
Finally, they're there.
Konečne sú tam.
And just before they step into their future.
Tesne predtým, ako vkročia do svojej budúcnosti.
God says, wait.
Boh im vraví, počkajte.
Wait.
Počkajte.
God says, only be careful.
Vraví im, len sa maj na pozore.
And watch yourselves closely.
A poriadne sa chráň.
So you do not forget the things your eyes have seen.
Aby si nezabudol na to, čo si na vlastné oči videl.
Nor let them fade from your heart.
Aby nevymizli z tvojho srdca.
As long as you live.
Kým žiješ.
Teach them to your children.
A pouč o tom svojich synov.
And their children after them.
A ich deti.
Do not forget the things you have seen.
Nezabudni na tie veci, ktoré si videl.
What had they seen?
Čo videli?
They'd seen heaven rain down frogs and gnats and locusts.
Videli, ako z neba padajú žaby a komáre a kobylky.
They saw the Nile turn into blood.
Videli, ako Níl sa zmenil na krv.
The Red Sea parted underneath their feet.
Červené more sa rozostúpilo pred ich nohami.
What they had seen of the power and the love of God.
Čo videli z Božej moci a z Božej lásky?
Through forgiving my father,
cez to, že som odpustila svojmu otcovi,
I saw the power and the mercy of God.
Videla som Božiu moc a jeho milosť.
And you know what? All the way to the end of his life,
a viete, až do konca jeho života,
God put Christians around him.
Boh postavil kresťanov do jeho okolia.
My father was an atheist.
Otec bol ateista.
And he was a smoker.
Fajčil.
When he was in the nursing home,
keď už bol v starobinci,
he would go and stand out in the smoking shed.
Išiel do toho domčeka pre fajčiarov vonku.
With a woman who also smoked.
S ďalšou ženou, ktorá fajčila.
And a woman who also loved Jesus.
A zároveň ženou, ktorá milovala Ježiša.
They would stand out there in the shed.
Stáli tam vonku v tom prístrešku.
Smoking cigarettes.
Fajčili.
Talking about Jesus.
A rozprávali sa o Ježišovi.
All the way to the end of his life, God put his people around my father.
Až do konca jeho života Boh postavil ľudí, svojich ľudí okolo neho.
What have you seen?
Čo si videl ty?
Of the power and love of God in your life.
Z Božej moci a jeho lásky v tvojom živote.
I know you've seen miracles.
Ja viem, že ste videli zázraky.
And sometimes the miracles are big and dramatic.
Niekedy tie zázraky sú obrovské, dramatické.
And sometimes they're quiet and small.
Niekedy sú tiché, malé.
Don't forget them, God says.
Boh nám vraví, aby sme na nich nezabúdali.
Teach them to your children and your grandchildren.
Učte a hovorte o nich so svojimi deťmi a vnukmi.
Pass it on.
Posúvajte to ďalej.
Let's go back to the story of the Good Samaritan.
Vráťme sa naspäť k tomu príbehu o dobrom Samaritánovi.
I want to remind you what kind of world Jesus told that story in.
Chcem vám pripomenúť, aký to bol svet, kde Ježiš hovoril tento príbeh.
It was a divided world.
Bol to rozdelený svet.
A world of oppression.
Svet útlaku.
The Jews were living under the hard rule of the Romans.
Židia žili pod tvrdou nadvládou Rimanov.
But even within the Jews themselves,
ale aj medzi Židmi,
there were so many divisions, so much hostility.
Bolo mnoho rozdelení, mnoho nenávisti.
And so many labels that people wore.
Strašne veľa nálepiek, ktoré ľudia nosili.
The Pharisees,
farizei,
the Levites,
leviti,
the teachers of the law,
zákonníci,
the scribes,
písari.
There were the Essenes,
Eseni,
the Sadducees,
Saduceji,
Herodians,
Herodiani,
the Zealots,
Zeloti,
the revolutionaries,
revolucionári,
and they did not get along with one another.
A nevychádzali spolu.
And some groups were even like enemies.
A niektoré z týchto skupín boli vyslovení nepriatelia.
And this is happening in my country.
A toto sa deje aj v mojej krajine.
And all around the world.
A po celom svete.
So much division and hate.
Rozdelenie a nenávisť.
So when the religious lawyer asks him,
takže keď za ním príde zákonník,
in this crazy divided world,
a pýta sa ho v tomto šialenom rozdelenom svete,
tell me,
povedz mi,
who my neighbor is.
Kto je môj blížny?
Who's the guy I'm supposed to love?
Kto je ten človek, ktorého mám mať rád?
And he asks,
a pýta sa,
but he already knows.
Ale už to vie dopredu, vie tú odpoveď.
His neighbors are the people just like him.
Jeho blížny sú ľudia ako on sám.
So Jesus says,
tak Ježiš vraví, a
and let's listen to the story again.
A vypočujeme si to znova.
A man was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Muž cestoval z Jeruzalema do Jericha.
And some robbers attacked him.
A nejakí zbojníci ho prepadli.
Took his money.
Vzali jeho peniaze.
Stripped his clothes.
Vyzviekli ho zo šiat.
Beat him bloody.
Zbili ho do krvi.
And then?
A potom?
A conservative.
A potom nejaký konzervatívec.
Saw him?
Ho videl?
And walked right by.
A kráčal okolo.
And then along came a liberal.
A potom prišiel liberál.
Who did the same.
Urobil to isté.
Then along came an evangelical.
Potom prišiel nejaký evangelikál.
Who turned the other way.
To sa otočil a išiel ďalej.
Then along came a Russian soldier.
Potom prišiel ruský vojak.
Who stopped.
Kdy zastal.
Saw him.
Videl ho tam.
Bound his wounds.
Ošetril jeho rany.
Picked him up.
Zodvihol ho.
Put him in his truck.
Dal ho do auta.
And drove him to the Crown Plaza.
A zobral ho do Crown Plaza.
And paid for his care.
A zaplatil za jeho starostlivosť.
Or switch the labels around, it doesn't matter.
Alebo povymieňajte tie nálepky.
The point is, the good guy in Jesus' story,
ale pointou je, že ten dobrý v Ježišovom príbehu,
the one who acted like Jesus himself,
ten, ktorý konal ako Ježiš,
he was hated in Jesus' day.
Bol ten nenávidený.
What? The bad guy?
Čo? Ten zlý?
Is the good guy?
Je ten, čo urobil dobre?
Who rescues the wounded man?
Ktorý zachránil toho zraneného?
Wait, the bad guy, the Russian, the terrorist?
Ten zlý, Rus, ten terorista?
Is the good guy?
Je dobrý?
At the end of the story,
na záver toho príbehu,
Jesus asks the religious lawyer,
sa Ježiš pýta znova toho zákonníka,
which of these three was a neighbor?
Ktorý z týchto troch mu bol blížny?
to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers.
Kto bol blížny tomu, ktorého sa zmocnili tí zbojníci?
The lawyer didn't say what I thought he'd say.
Ten zákonník nepovedal to, čo by som si myslela, že povie.
He didn't say the Samaritan.
Nepovedal ten Samaritán.
Because that word Samaritan,
lebo to slovo Samaritán,
that word carried such weight and hate.
To slovo nieslo strašnú váhu a nenávisť.
He didn't see the label.
Už nevidel tú nálepku.
He saw the man.
Videl toho človeka.
He saw his heart.
Jeho srdce.
He gave him a new name.
Dal mu nové meno.
Which one of these men was a neighbor?
Kto z týchto bol jeho blížny?
The one who had mercy.
Ten, ktorý preukázal milosrdenstvo.
Do you see?
Vidíte?
The Samaritan is named not by his label.
Samaritán už nemá meno podľa tej svojej nálepky.
But by his actions.
Ale podľa toho, čo robí.
By his heart.
Podľa svojho srdca.
Which one was a neighbor?
Kto bol blížny?
The one who had mercy.
Ten, kto preukázal milosrdenstvo.
Go and do the same.
Choď a rob podobne.
In the midst of a fragmented, violent world.
V strede tohto rozdeleného, roztriešteného a zúrivého sveta, čo urobil Ježiš?
What did Jesus do?
Čo spravil Ježiš?
How did Jesus change minds?
Ako Ježiš menil mysle?
Open hearts.
Ako otváral srdcia?
Show people the kingdom of God.
Ako ukazoval Božie kráľovstvo?
He didn't stand up and hand out bulletproof vests.
Nepostavil sa a nerozdával nepriestrelné vesty.
He didn't hand out swords or guns.
Nerozdával meče a pištole.
He healed.
Liečil.
He forgave.
Odpúšťal.
And he told stories.
A hovoril príbehy.
There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen.
Raz žil bohatý muž, ktorý sa obliekal do purpuru a drahých látok.
And who feasted sumptuously every day.
A hodoval každý deň.
A farmer went out to sow his seed.
Alebo farmár išiel von a vysadil semena.
As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path.
Ako rozhazoval tie semena, niektoré padli na cestu.
And the birds came and ate it up.
A vtáky prišli a pozobali ho.
A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Muž kráčal z Jeruzalema do Jericha.
That story.
Ten príbeh
opened the religious lawyer's eyes and heart.
Otvoril zákonníkové oči aj srdce.
And it opened mine as well.
A otvoril aj moje.
Helping me to see my father for the first time.
A pomohol mi vidieť môjho otca poprvýkrát.
Why are stories so powerful?
Prečo sú príbehy také silné?
They speak to the whole person.
Hovoria k celému človeku.
To mind, heart, emotions, body.
Hovoria k mysli, hovoria k citom, hovoria k telu, k vôli.
And do you see story's position?
Vidíte, aké má ten príbeh miesto?
Story does not stand above you.
Ten príbeh nestojí nad vami.
Saying, now listen to me.
A nehovorí, teraz ma dobre počúvaj.
And I'll tell you everything I know.
A poviem ti všetko, čo viem.
Because I'm smarter than you.
Lebo som múdrejší ako ty.
Story steps down.
Príbeh sa postaví dole.
To stand beside you.
A stojí pri tebe.
To say, hey friend.
A povie, poď priateľ.
I'm going for a little walk.
Idem sa prejsť.
I'd love to share some things with you along the way.
A chcel by som ti cestou niečo povedať.
Would you like to come with me?
Ideš so mnou?
Story is humble.
Príbeh je pokorný.
It's invitational.
Pozýva.
And it invites story back in response.
A volá iný príbeh na oplátku.
How can we begin to repair this broken world?
Ako môžeme začať naprávať tento pokazený svet?
How can we begin to repair the church?
Ako môžeme naprávať cirkev?
How can we mend our isolation?
Ako môžeme napraviť našu izoláciu?
Our self-sufficiency.
Našu závislosť na samých sebe.
Rather than God sufficiency.
Namiesto závislosti na Bohu.
We do what Jesus did.
Urobíme to, čo spravil Ježiš.
We open our hearts.
Otvoríme srdcia.
And we share our stories with one another.
A zdieľame sa s našimi príbehmi navzájom.
The good, the bad.
Dobré, zlé.
The hard.
Ťažké.
The ugly.
Škaredé.
The beautiful.
Krásne.
The losses.
Straty.
And griefs.
Smútky.
And celebrations.
Oslavy.
All of it.
Všetko.
We must tell our stories.
Musíme hovoriť naše príbehy.
Even the messy parts.
Aj tie nepríjemné.
Especially the messy parts.
A zvlášť tie nepríjemné.
Because that's where we connect with others.
Lebo vtedy sa vieme prepojiť s ostatnými.
Do you know that your wounds,
viete, že vaše rany,
can become your superpower?
Sa môžu stať vašimi superschopnosťami?
Your wounds can become your superpower.
Vaše rany sa môžu stať vašimi nadprirodzenými schopnosťami.
My father wound.
Môj otec bol ranený.
And the healing of it through God's forgiveness.
A to, že Boh to liečil cez odpustenie.
That story went out around the world.
Ten príbeh sa rozbehol po celom svete.
And brought healing to so many others.
A priniesol uzdravenie mnohým iným.
I never imagined that would happen.
Nikdy by som si to nepredstavil.
But God did.
Ale Boh si to vedel predstaviť.
My part was to live that story.
Moja časť bola žiť ten príbeh.
To obey.
Poslúchať.
To forgive.
Odpustiť.
Then to write it.
A potom to napísať.
What's your story?
Čo je tvoj príbeh?
What's the story God is writing through your life?
Aký príbeh Boh píše cez tvoj život?
What have you seen and experienced of Jesus in this life?
Čo si videl, čo si zažil s Ježišom v tomto živote?
Don't keep it to yourself.
Nenechaj si to pre seba.
I want to hear it.
Ja to chcem počuť.
We all need to hear it.
A my všetci to potrebujeme počúvať.
Psalm 107. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story.
Takže ešte raz, nech tí, ktorých Hospodin vykúpil, rozprávajú svoj príbeh.
Only be careful.
Len sa maj na pozore.
And watch yourselves closely.
A poriadne sa chráň.
So you do not forget the things your eyes have seen.
Aby si nezabudol na to, čo si na vlastné oči videl.
Or let them fade from your heart.
Aby nevymizli z tvojho srdca.
As long as you live.
Kým žiješ.
Teach them to your children.
Pouč o tom svoje deti.
And to their children after them.
A ich deti.
Pass your stories on to them.
Posúvaj svoj príbeh ďalej.
Who was the neighbor?
Kto bol ten blížny?
The one who had mercy.
Ten, kto preukázal milosrdenstvo.
The one who had mercy.
Ten, kto mal milosť.
Go. You go.
Choď, choďte vy všetci.
And do the same.
A rob podobne.
Amen.
Amen.